Okay, so welcome to day three of the Urban Retreat Meditation Podcasts. So we've been talking about letting go of limited and limiting views so that we can experience the unlimited. And another way of putting this is you could say that we're unenlightened to the extent that we shrink our consciousness into a state that's intrinsically painful. And having shrunk our consciousness, we form an identity around that. Of course, we're doing all that in this pre-conscious way. We don't notice we're doing it. But at the same time, even though we don't notice we're doing it, we can learn to undo it. And this is what our Buddhist practice really is about. So this shrinking of our consciousness and forming an identity around that will express itself in these three ways. So it'll express itself by thinking, what's in this for me, as we come across any given situation? Yeah, we'll respond with, what's in this for me? If it's a painful situation, we'll tend to think, why is this happening to me? Or at the same time as doing both of those, we'll often be thinking, what do people think about me? Yeah, so that's unenlightened. We tend to go around with those sorts of thoughts going on in our mind most of the time. Sometimes they'll be attenuated, but sooner or later, we sort of ping back to what's in it for me? Why is this happening to me? What do people think about me? So what we're going to do is work directly in meditation to see if we can undo the limited and limiting sense of self that's resulting in that. What freedom we'll have if we can do that. Very inspiring thought. So today and over these 3 days, we're going to be looking at 3 ways of looking that can help us undo these limiting views. As one way of opening up to the unlimited. There's other ways we can work with this, but we're focusing on doing it in meditation with 3 sets of reflections. We're going to be looking on each day through a different lens, if you like. And the lens that we're going to be looking through today is the lens of impermanence or changingness. The Buddhist word for this is anicca. And the more we look through this lens, the more we properly learn how to do this, the more we can free ourselves from the pain of imagining that each situation is fixed. So Sangharakshita, my own teacher, has said that all our suffering is caused by illegitimately generalizing from our current experience. In other words, if we're in a painful experience, we frighten ourselves by thinking it's going to last forever. If we're in having a pleasant experience, we fool ourselves by thinking it's going to last forever, which of course it isn't, so we'll end up being disappointed. So to work against this illegitimate generalizing that we do just by the fact of being human beings, we all do it. We're not especially bad for doing it. Everyone who's unenlightened does it. We're going to start actively looking for change. In other words, we're not just waiting for change to strike us and hurt us. We're going to actively start looking for it. So what we're going to do is we're going to set ourselves up for meditation as usual. And then in meditation, just start to actively notice the changingness of our experience. So we can start with the sensations of breath. Just notice the changingness of that. You're not trying to force the rate of change, just how quickly or slowly the changing sensations reveal themselves to you. So we'll notice the changingness of the sensations of breath and then our bodily sensations more generally. We can notice the changingness of our feelings, our thoughts, our volitions, even our sense of self. Sometimes we experience ourselves very strongly, sometimes it's more attenuated. So even our sense of self has got a changingness to it. We could ask ourselves in meditation, is anything permanent? Can I find anything permanent in my experience? If we work in this way, it will start to undermine that notion of solidity and fixedness. And what to look for in the meditation is any sense of relief, any sense of lightness as we let go of that fixedness. If you sense relief and lightness, you know you're on the right track. So look for that. So in a moment we'll set ourselves up for meditation, but I also want to say we can practice this outside meditation as well on our urban retreat week. For example, you could see how your sense of self changes as you go about your day-to-day business. Your sense of self, well, for example, I feel my sense of self very, very strongly when I'm in a queue waiting impatiently for the queue to move on. I feel a sort of grippingness, so I feel my sense of self very strongly. Whereas if I'm relaxed talking to a friend, then, you know, that's more, I feel more ease in my sense of self. So it's not that we're saying one's more right or wrong than the other. It's just interesting to notice the fluctuations in even sense of self. And that will lead to more interesting questions we can ask ourselves later on. So for the moment, let's set ourselves up to meditate. So we'll set ourselves up in our postures as usual. And then when we start to meditate, I want you to just begin to notice the changingness in the sensations of breath, in the sensations of your whole bodily experience, of feelings, thoughts, volitions, and your whole sense of self. And again, you can meditate like this for as long a period or as short a period as you wish. So meditation, looking through the lens of anicca, changingness.